Years of controversy over a so-called family life curriculum came to a fairly low-key resolution this week in southern Arizona. The Tucson Unified School District had been working to refine its approach to sex education since 2016, with more rapid movement occurring over the past 8 months or so. The Tucson Unified Governing Board passed the new approach unanimously. With me to talk about the history and the details is Danielle Camora, education reporter for the Arizona Daily Star. Danielle, first remind us of what the specific controversies have been in trying to approve a new approach to sex education in Tucson Unified.
So the controversy was over mainly a few points. One was that the new curriculum defines gender as being on a spectrum. It talks about the idea of gender being non-binary, and this is to be inclusive of students who are transgender or whose gender is fluid or non-binary. But there are people who had a problem with that. They didn't want their students to either learn about that or also to even be around other students who might be learning about that. So that was one of the controversies. Another one was teaching consent and teaching what the definition of consent is and what that means. And the reason why some people had a problem with that is because they say that children shouldn't learn about consent because they can't consent because they're children. So that was another kind of point of controversy. And another thing that I was hearing a lot by people that were in opposition to the new curriculum was that sex ed just shouldn't even be taught in school at all, that it is up to the responsibility of parents. And I would like to add that this is an opt-in curriculum, which is state law. So parents actually have to sign a permission slip for their children to even take the curriculum in the first place.
That seems significant. Was that a point of contention for a while or no?
It was a point of contention. And the reason why is because parents who did not want the curriculum to pass were saying that, well, our kids are going to be ostracized because all the other children might be doing this class and then our kids are going to feel left out. So something that the district is committed to doing, and they're still working on creating this, is they're creating an alternative curriculum. So parents who want to opt out, their children aren't just going to be, you know, sitting in a library doing, you know, something for their other classes. They're going to actually have some type of a health curriculum that they're following that doesn't necessarily include sex education.
How long has this been in the works in terms of trying to get over certain humps or trying to get the changes that people wanted?
So the board was visiting whether or not to pass this new curriculum back in September. That's when there was this huge controversy that drew, I want to say maybe 1,000 people were at some of these board meetings, just filling the outside area, filling the boardroom. And if it wasn't 1,000, it was hundreds of people at least. And that was in September, and the board decided to table it back then so they could listen to some of the community feedback, revisit. And at that time, the board appointed committee stopped making revisions and it was passed to a group of professionals, educators, some health professionals to kind of go over the work that the committee had done and revise it using some of the community feedback and using their expertise.
So Danielle, are educators ready to go on this? Will there be new training for them?
Yes, so that is one of the things that the district has been working on for the past few months, is creating some professional development for teachers who are going to be teaching this. And they are going to be offering that, or not offering it, they are going to be teaching the professional development over the summer. So before it is offered to the students, these teachers are going to have a clear understanding of how to teach the curriculum.
Now, in the piece you wrote, Superintendent Gabriel Trujillo, I thought this was interesting, the quote you have, so we're fully inclusive of those topics, including gender expression, gender identity, mm-hmm. and topics are supportive and inclusive, representative of a vibrant part of our student body in the school community. What is the difference going to be when it comes to issues like gender identity, for example? Are they going to be taught differently at grade school versus high school? Are they not going to be touched on at all in grade school?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Actually, that was one of the changes that they made since they tabled it in September to now. The curriculum before, they did talk about gender identity in the middle school grades, and now they moved that to the high school grades. So they're not really talking about that until high school.
I'm really struck by the fact that it seems as though there was compromise on this. It seems like there was give and take.
Yeah, this has been a controversy for a while, and it has gone back and forth. You know, these are still touchy issues for a lot of people. And, you know, depending on what your background is, your religious beliefs, you know, people feel very, very strongly about these things. And, you know, I understand it. You have the people that are there that are, you know, they feel like this idea of whether somebody is gay or whether they're transgender goes against their religious beliefs. They don't want their children learning about that. And then you have the parent whose child is transgender, who wants their kid to be included in their school community. So, you know, these are really difficult topics. And ultimately, I do think that the district went back to what is the science? What do the health professionals say? And I do think that they tried to veer away from these emotional kind of topics and just go with what do the professionals say is the best way to teach children about how to be healthy.
Danielle Camara is education reporter for the Arizona Daily Star, and you're listening to the show.